This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 135 FM Talk 106.5. Oh, by the way, thank you. Because sometimes I ask things, and it's not just rhetorical. I do wonder. I'm a curious person. I was saying, I don't know why putting the point between the 6 and 5 messes it up over at Google Play or at the App Store when you go to download our brand new and free and fantastic FM Talk 106.5 app. But Joshua said he was talking about some of the coding that he had done and website creation and something about special characters may mess that up. So there you go. So Joshua actually has maybe a educated answer to it. I just tell you, don't put the 6 point between the 6 and 5 when you look for our app. Because it confuses it. So just FM TALK 1065, FM Talk 1065. Just look for that. And you should be able to grab our app for free, Google Play or the App Store. All right. And we continue with getting to know the candidates here for folks voting in Mobile heading into the August 24th election day. We mentioned this name earlier because he's going to be on with Robert later on this afternoon. But I beat Robert to the punch. Let me point that out. And welcome onto the show here, Mike Young, mayoral candidate here in Mobile. Thanks for your time. Thanks for being on with us.
Hey, Sean. Thanks for having me on your show.
And so it's good to have you here as we get to know the candidates. I got to ask you this. So this is like the most cliched question, but to some degree, I think the most important question when it comes to politics. Why? Mike, why did you want to do this?
That's a good question. Well, you know, being an advocate in the community, part of the Gulf Coast Mental Health Coalition, and watching these same issues being discussed time after time, year after year, I decided that it was time to bring something new and a new approach to the issues we're dealing with.
Okay. So let's kind of break those down. I mean, there's some, you know, there's some pretty big ones maybe that get a lot of talk. There's maybe some ones that are more important, but let's break this down. As your vision for the city of Mobile, what would you have be doing differently for the city of Mobile, let's say, from what's being done now? Give me one thing, one new direction you take the city.
Mine is communication, getting out, communicating with the residents and communicating with city council.
Okay. Do you think that we're failing that now?
I do. I don't think that the Simpson administration does a very good job of communicating with the city council and working with them. And the same goes for getting out in the community with the residents.
Now, on the resident side, I know that the mayor uses a lot of, you know, I get emails and social media posts. But are you talking about that? Or are you talking about being on the street? Or, I mean, how would you do that differently? I mean, is it more hands-on or more digital? Or what do you think?
So my plan is to be more hands-on out in the community, talking to people one-on-one as much as possible. We have a lot of residents that don't necessarily get online maybe they don't have access to the internet, or they just don't understand using the internet as much. So we really need to get out and be more hands-on in the community as well.
Let's talk about some of the issues that get bounced around in city council, but obviously having to do with the administration and the mayor's office. And that's a question of annexation for the city of Mobile. Would you, as a mayor, obviously you would have, it would be the job of the council, but if you were going to give the council your opinion on that, would you push for the right of referendum for those folks to vote whether they come in the city or not?
Absolutely, I would. It should be up to the vote of the city. The citizens that we're looking at annexing, plus the citizens within the community and the actual city of Mobile, they should have a vote and a input on whether we annex or not.
As you look at you know, the things you think be out getting with the citizens, talking to them, what do you think, or as you do it, as you campaign, what do you hear that people want? Is it a discussion of annexation, a discussion of Amtrak, or is it more the pedestrian, and I don't mean that as a put down, but pedestrian, you know, potholes, garbage, blight? I mean, what do you hear most?
I'm hearing a lot about the roads and the potholes. I mean, our roads, a good portion of them, are in pretty bad shape. We have a lot of potholes that are not being repaired or not being repaired properly. So one of the biggest conversations I think I've had is regarding the infrastructure and our roads.
Now, are we, as we do that, do you think that's, would you raise revenue specifically beyond to do that, or do you think we have the money? Would you reallocate? How do you think you fix that?
So no, I don't think we need to raise the revenues. I believe that really needs to be a conversation. That's where we sit down with the city council and we come up with a long-term plan, a long-term solution for these issues. I mean, do we look at reallocating some of the funds from somewhere else? So that's a conversation I'd like to have with city council so that we can come up with it together. And that's part of my plan, is to work together.
Let's talk about some of the... There's the infrastructure. There's what I think is the job of government. I'll just tell you. I mean, the infrastructure and let's talk about public safety, and then I want to go into like the amenities, the icing on cakes. But first, yeah, let's stick with making this thing. Public safety. That's obviously a concern of a lot of my listeners here in Mobile. What's your take on the situation crime-wise in Mobile? What would you do differently, or if at all?
That is an issue, and that's something I've heard a lot from people as I'm out talking to more and more people within the community. Is community safety. I mean, our homicide rate is almost double what it was this time last year, if not more than double. We just had two more shootings today, so that's going to be a big topic. If I become the next mayor, I'm going to sit down with, once again, city council, the police chief, and we've all just got to sit down and come up with a long-term solution. I mean, we're putting Band-Aids on these issues when we really need to find long-term solutions that's going to work in the future.
That's the question, though. People would, I guess, hope that somebody has the answer, because I've talked to a lot of folks that have run for office and been elected and had that same kind of fire about something, and we continue to go back into these cycles.
Exactly. Well, one of the problems with that is I've seen a lot of candidates, once they get elected, it's almost like they get behind that desk and they just forget about some of the issues, or they stop having those conversations, and that's something we can't do. We have to have ongoing conversations. We have to look at what's working in other cities instead of trying to reinvent the wheel. There's stuff that's working. We need to find those items, those issues that are working, and put those to use.
Just joining us, we continue our discussion of the Mobile municipal cycle here with Mike Young. He's a mayoral candidate. And let's talk about you. You business person here in town?
Yes, sir. I own a cleaning company. Been doing the business for a number of years now. I'm out cleaning when I'm not campaigning.
Well, that's, you get to talk to a lot of people doing that job, right?
I do. I get to talk to a lot of people. I'm in a lot of homes, a lot of businesses. I get to hear a lot of conversations, and a lot of it's what we're talking about now.
All right. Listen, I mentioned, I'd hold for the end here, the icing on the cake things. And those are, beyond infrastructure, public safety, those things. Then the other things the city gets, in the conversation of. And that could be conversations of, like, music festivals. It could be conversations of what to do with the Civic Center. Any thoughts on those?
Yeah. Well, we do need to bring more music festivals, concerts, and those type of things to the city. But one of the other issues is the assets that we have sitting, like the Civic Center, for instance. And I was asked that the other day, should we tear it down? Should we renovate it? What should we do with it? And I don't see a reason in tearing it down. We have a facility sitting there. We have numerous facilities sitting around making no revenue, just sitting vacant for the most part. So we need to find something that the long-term solution for that. We're just sitting wasting money. I don't believe in tearing it down and putting millions of dollars into rebuilding something when we already have something there.
Yeah, it's a question. So, I mean, getting the right plan, right? I mean, because you see here some of these quotes that say that, I mean, it's going to cost X number of dollars to, a huge amount to remodel it, and then you just have a remodeled old place versus something new. I wish, if you are the person who gets elected city of Mobile, I want is a big sheet there that I can understand, big whiteboard, and you say, here's how much it costs to run it, here's the improvements, here's what a bid would be to rebuild it. That's what I think is lost in this.
That's something we need. And one of the thoughts I have, and I think I put it in my platform, we're going to do some more videos on it, is making a dashboard for the city that has more transparency in the things that we're doing from the mayor's office. And that would be one of them. And it would be the Civic Center, for instance, putting in the cost compared to tearing it down, to renovating it, and what the long-term cost for operating would be, so that all the citizens can see the transparency in it, not just
hearsay. Very good. Mike Young, running for mayor. If folks want to get more information about your campaign, where do they go?
They can go to MikeYoungForMobile.com. They can also go to my Facebook page, Young for Mayor 2021. And remember to vote for me August 24th, Mike Young for Mayor.
There we go. Appreciate your time. Thanks for being on with us.
All right, thank you, Sean.
Hey, there he is, Mike Young, running for mayor. One of five, you know, in this lineup here, and we'll have a chance to hear from more. I know next week Judge Carlos Finley is going to join me. Hopefully incumbent Mayor Sandy Stimson will be back on soon. Councilman Fred Richardson, I know, is on tonight with Robert Kennedy. Donovette Ely is has not been on, but we'll try to talk with her folks if they are listening to get her on here before the 24th. And let me say this. There's a great, what do you call it? A curated list. Yeah, it's a place where we've gathered it up. Actually, Dalton's gathered these up. If you go to fmtalk1065.com, all right, go to our website, and on the top of the page there, you'll see like the header bar or whatever they call that thing. It says 2021 municipal elections. And if you'll click that, so once again, fmtalk1065.com. When you get there, click the tab for 2021 municipal elections, and you can go down through the mayoral race, all the folks, the I say thousands, I think it's 27 that are vying for city council districts in the seven here in town. You can go through, see the lineup of who's running for office, and then if they have been on with us and done an interview or even done multiple interviews, those are linked. You'll see like they're highlighted, their names are highlighted. And if their names are highlighted, that means there's a podcast with them there. You click that and it can take you directly to the podcast page, and you can listen to those interviews. You could also just go individually search those podcasts. But what Dalton has done here and done great work is he's organized them all into a list. So go fmtalk1065.com and then you click the link there for the 2021 Mobile Municipal Elections, and all the information is right there. So check it out, and make sure to study up before August 24th, Mobile folks. And if you just want to be like a student of it, if you're like in Foley and you want to study up, that's fine. I mean, if you're in Seminole and you just want to, you know what's going on, and call your friends back in Mobile and say, I'll tell you who I'd vote for. Yeah, probably a good resource as well. All right, 146 coming right back. News is next.